find somewhere you can rest for a few minutes. Sit or lie down, whatever feels right. Close your eyes. Take a breath in and a long, slow breath out. I want to start this practice with something that's rarely said out loud, so let me say it clearly now. Intrusive thoughts in the postpartum period are incredibly common. Most new parents experience them, frightening images, unwanted scenarios, thoughts that feel so unlike you that they fill you with shame or fear. Those thoughts do not reflect who you are. They do not mean you are dangerous. They do not mean you are a bad parent. They are a symptom of a brain under enormous stress, working overtime to protect the person you love most. They arise precisely because you care so deeply. You are not your scariest thoughts. Take a breath. If you've been carrying shame about thoughts you've had, this is a safe place to set that shame down. Just for now. You don't have to carry it into this practice. Breathe in and out. We're going to work with a simple practice. Notice and release. It works because it is gentle and because it is true. When an intrusive thought arises, the goal is not to fight it or analyze it or prove it wrong. The goal is simply to notice it and then gently redirect your attention, like changing the channel. Let's try it. Bring your attention to your breath, just the breath, the feeling of the air coming in and going out. Now, if a difficult thought arises, just notice it. Say to yourself, there's a thought, just that. Not, this is true. Not, why am I thinking this? Just, there's a thought. And then return to the breath, in and out. Try this now. Breathe, and if anything arises, notice it without judgment. There's a thought, and come back to the breath. Breathe in and out. Again. In and out. Notice. Return. You might find the same thought comes back again. That's normal. Each time, just the same, there's a thought. And return to the breath. You're not failing if the thought keeps coming. You're practicing, and practice means repetition. let's add a little more softness. When you notice a difficult thought, imagine placing it gently in a boat on a quiet river. You're not chasing the boat. You're not trying to stop it. You're just watching it drift away downstream, naturally, without force. There's a thought in the boat drifting. And you return to the breath. Breathe in. And out. You can also try naming the thought by type rather than by content. Instead of looking at what the thought says, just say, "That's a scary thought," or "That's an anxiety thought," or "There's my brain trying to protect me." This small shift can take away some of its urgency. It's still a thought. It's not a plan. It's not a truth. Breathe. Spend a few quiet breaths here. Notice what arises without holding onto anything. In. And out. In and out. And now, something for you. In the same way you would never judge a friend for experiencing these thoughts, I want to invite you to offer yourself the same kindness. You are a new parent in one of the most demanding, disorienting, love-filled seasons of life. Your brain is working hard. Your body is recovering. You are not sleeping enough, not resting enough, and somehow still showing up every single day. These thoughts don't make you dangerous. They make you human. Take a slow breath in and out. If you find that intrusive thoughts are frequent, distressing, or interfering with your daily life, please reach out to your care provider or a mental health professional. You deserve support, and support is available. But for this moment, right now, you are okay. You are safe. Your baby is safe. And this practice has given you one small, real tool. Notice and return. Three more breaths. One. Two. Three. Open your eyes gently and carry with you this. A thought is a thought, not a verdict, not a plan, not you. You are more than your hardest thoughts. Always